It's time for the Green and Gold Guard Invitational, sponsored by Markley Motors. Here's Brady Hull.
Welcome back to the whole show powered by Chevron. We are live and on location. We've been out here all morning into the afternoon now for the second annual Green and Gold Guard Invitational, presented in part by Markley Motors. This has been a lot of fun for me. And I always love to get coaches and players on the show, and I'll be reaching out to you guys a lot. But it's kind of easy for me today because I have got to interview almost the entire basketball team being out here. And it's a day where I was like, dude, I am so happy that we're doing a show. We're at a golf event, but we're talking Colorado State basketball because football was a little strange over the weekend. Broncos lost, and of course Colorado State lost, and that was a rough one. So I was happy to turn the page and talk some basketball with some great people. And sitting here getting a chance to talk to Neek Clifford and Joel Scott a little bit. Man, you guys are awesome, dude. You guys come join me anytime.
I appreciate it.
You're good, dude.
Sure.
Two names. I was very excited to see, how these guys would work out here coming to school, Colorado State. Excited to see what you can do. Joel, what does it mean to you? I know we were wrapping up. We only got to talk to you guys for like 45 seconds, but what does it mean to you to be on this program with some really good players, but obviously a great coaching staff?
I mean, it means a lot. It's, like you said, great players, great coaching staff. They made the transition super easy. Just being able to hang out with the guys has been fun, honestly. It's been great. And then with the coaching staff, they're all super bought in, and it's a great environment to be a part of. We're all learning, and we all want to win. And it's fun. It's going to be a good year.
And you have won at a lot of different levels, too. I mean, we've seen what you do. You're a National Player of the Year. I mean, the awards for you go on and on and on. So I'll be excited to see how your game translates in the Mountain West Conference at this stage.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's definitely different. I mean, the levels are different. There are definitely a lot more athletes, but at the same time, you still just got to go play basketball. And that's what I'm here to do, and got all the right pieces to go win at a high level this year.
You see a lot of players, too, can be, if they were special at this level, they can turn that on. You got to have the right mindset for it. It seems like you do to be able to make that game translate and carry over.
Yeah, that's the goal. I mean, every day you still got to come out and work hard. I mean, at the end of the day, what's in the past is in the past, so you kind of just got to come out every day and get 1% better, and that's all you can really ask for. So
What's practice been like for you guys so far, Neek? Getting kind of into the mix more and more. We're less than a season away or less than a month away until the season starts up.
Shoot, like Joel said, we just trying to chip away at it every day. I would say it's been real competitive. The guys get after it. Every one of our guys competes at a high level, plays hard the whole practice. And we, like Joel was saying again, we just want to win. And I feel like having a more experienced and older team, guys understand what winning does for you. And knowing that if we win, the whole team is going to succeed and eat. And so I think just having that mindset, we come out every day ready to work and just get after it and just push each other to get better.
What's your relationship like? We'll ask kind of both of you guys on this too, with Isaiah Stevens. Obviously, he's a big time playmaker. His assists, I mean, the records, it continues to grow, and I think he's going to pad those stats a little bit this season, which I know makes you guys pumped up. But he just seems like such a good dude too, that can really make it maybe easier for newcomers to come in and settle in quickly.
Yeah, he definitely does make it easier coming in, like learn new system. Just everything's kind of new. It's very easy to go up to him and ask him like what's going on. He kind of knows what's going on. He's been here for 4 years. And it's just, he's that natural leader. So it's like, it's super fun to be a part of. And you got to have your hands ready at all times too, though, because he will smack you in the head with the ball if you're not paying attention.
You got to keep your head on a swivel,
exactly,
man. And
exactly.
That's what those great passers are doing, right? They're constantly looking for those openings. So you might not think you're open yet, but if he does, there's a good chance you're going to score.
Yeah, exactly. But it's really all you want to do. That's what you want. And the point guard is what you want, a leader and a teammate. And he's probably one of the best at it in the country. So
Neek, you, of course, played for Colorado last year. Tad Boyle, a highly respected coach, too. Niko Medved is continuing to do some great things there. What have you seen as some of the differences there between those two coaching styles?
You know, it's a different program. The way we run our offense is different than the way they run their offense and defensive schemes. It's a whole different system. So just trying to adjust to that has been what I've been focused on. You know, I learned a lot when I was at Colorado, and I don't take that time for granted, but I'm excited for this new opportunity that I have, and I'm really excited to just get on the floor with these dudes and compete at a high level and get to play with guys like Joel and Isaiah and play for Coach Medved. He's a really good coach, and, you know, he has the same mindset as us. He wants to win and prove himself. He feels like he's an underdog as well and somebody who deserves more respect. And so I feel like our whole team kind of has that mindset going into this year.
Well, I think so, too. I mean, we have been talking with coaches about this throughout the show and how this state potentially could be kind of known as a basketball state, but still work to be done. But, man, we saw it a couple of years ago, and then it's carried over. But the Moby Madness stuff here, and that's what I can't wait for you guys to experience that, too. This crowd, this fan base really is starting to, and I don't want to say starting to, they're buying in to the Colorado State Rams. And that's where, I mean, you guys tell me, how cool is that, and how much does it help your game on the floor when you have a home crowd that's just absolutely wild, going nuts for you, filling up the stadium?
Yeah, I mean, it brings that energy. Like, you're always supposed to have your own energy, like, coming out, but, like, when you have that home crowd, like, it's kind of packed, like, get a big bucket or a big stop or something, you feel that crowd just, like, getting up, like, standing up on their feet, like, it's like, oh, man, like, this is something else.
Yeah, and Neek, of course, you played in front of some big crowds, too. I mean, does it get you, even on opposing floors, too, when it's a big crowd and they're against you, and I know some of the trash talk can get nasty from fans, does that fire you up, too, both on the when it's your home fans and when it's the away fans?
Yeah, no, it makes a huge difference, just the crowd energy. People feed off of that. I would say, personally, for me, I like playing away games just because of it fires you up when somebody's talking trash about you or your team and just gets you going. So I definitely have played in some high-level arenas and big games where people were talking crazy, things like that. And so just the fan support we have here, from what I've heard, is really big time. And I've even seen it just walking down the street, just people showing love, you know. So really excited to have Moby filled up again and just let them see everything we've been working on this summer and this off season.
And it's so much fun, too. And that's what the best part, you know, we were talking a little bit about what I do as far as sports talk goes, but when it's exciting and when it's fun and you have different teams you can look at, it's a blast. And I know that year Colorado State went to March Madness. I mean, that was absolutely nuts. And I'm looking at the schedule, and I know it's going to be tough, but my goodness, with the pieces that you guys are putting together on this team and a healthy Isaiah Stevens coming in to start the season, and then we saw how the season ended last year with a close game against San Diego State. We know how good San Diego State went on to be. Mm-hmm. It seems like the sky might be the limit for you guys going into this season.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, like we've kind of been saying, like, it's kind of up to us. Like, everyone wants to win. Everyone wants to come out and work hard every single day. And that's what you need. It gets to be a long season. We're going to play some good people, but it comes down to how tough we are and how well we can gel and come together as a team.
A lot of great games at Moby this year, too. I mean, you're starting the season November 6th, again, less than a month away, against Louisiana Tech. Looking down the mix, I know you guys play a Northern Colorado team that, of course, that coach, Steve Smiley, has a solid team year in and year out. But I'm just looking at, you know, Colorado comes to Fort Collins, too. I know you probably have that one circled, Neek. Maybe not. No, maybe not.
Nah, it's definitely on my calendar.
That one's circled. Okay. And yeah. Washington's coming to town. St. Mary's is coming to town, too. So that non-conference schedule is going to be absolutely crazy. Would you rather it be that way, where you guys are battle-tested in the non-conference, going up against some really tough teams, and that way you're prepared because we know how tough the Mountain West is going to be?
Oh, no doubt. The non-conference is what prepares you for the real conference schedule. And our schedule is no joke. So we got to come ready to play every game. Like, there's not going to be a game that's a pushover. So, you know, it's going to, like you said, battle test us and get us ready for when conference play starts and when it gets later in the season. When we get into that postseason and we're trying to go to the March Madness tournament, you know, we're going to see what we made of. And I feel like all that starts that first game against Louisiana Tech.
I cannot wait, guys. It's an honor to talk to both of you guys. Don't be strangers. Let's get you back on the show throughout the course of the season. We want to follow you guys along this year because I do think it's going to be a great year, and I can't wait for that first game of the season. So we just wish you the best of luck, guys.
Man, thank you. Appreciate
you.
All right, guys. Neat Clifford, Joel Scott joining us out here for the second annual Green and Gold Guard Invitational presented by Markley Motors. It's a gorgeous day. There's some great golf. I think maybe there's some bad golf out there. I don't know. We'll find out. We'll get Tanner to give us an update a little bit later on in the show. It's the whole show powered by Chevron here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
You're listening to the Green and Gold Guard Invitational presented by Schwartz Holdings.